This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Niger closed its airspace on Sunday until further notice, citing the threat of military intervention from the West African regional bloc after coup leaders rejected a deadline to reinstate the country's ousted president. Meanwhile, thousands of supporters of Niger's coup leaders, like Amadou Mamouni, flocked to a stadium in the capital on Sunday, appearing undaunted by the threat of military intervention from West Africa's regional bloc.
The aim of the demonstration is to show the whole world and the international community that we are 100% behind the agent who has taken power, which is the CNSP. They have their support. They have the support of the population. We went out to lend a hand, so that's the contribution we make.
The seventh coup in West and Central Africa in 3 years has rocked the Sahel region, one of the poorest in the world. Members of former President Donald Trump's legal team say they will oppose federal prosecutors' requests to limit what they share publicly about Trump's latest indictment.
Even though people abroad might be tired of hearing about it or think it might not be consequential, Trump's latest indictment should be taken seriously, according to Catherine Sicking, international relations specialist, Harvard Kennedy School.
If you don't have a democracy or your democracy is weak, human rights are imperiled. So I believe that in the long term, if this is handled well in the United States, other countries will pay attention.
In her view, the issue could become an example of how the U.S. is able to overcome its problems using the law. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Russian forces have been pounding cities in western Ukraine, apparent retaliation for Ukraine's attack on a Russian tanker in the Black Sea on Friday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Ukraine's Air Force was showing off its firepower, but Russian fighters unleashed a barrage of missiles and drones from the air and sea. About a half dozen people were killed, and a blood donation center in Kharkiv was hit. President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced that as a war crime. There was shelling in the Donetsk region, which set a university building on fire. Despite the carnage, Zelensky is praising his Air Force.
Occupante.
For destroying some 4,000 Russian air targets. But he reminds Western allies his country still needs more air defense systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Philippine military on Sunday condemned a Chinese Coast Guard ship's excessive and offensive use of water cannon to block a Filipino supply boat from delivering new troops, food, water, and fuel to a Philippine-occupied shoal in the disputed South China Sea. Tense confrontation Saturday at the Second Thomas Shoal was the latest flare-up in the long-seething territorial conflicts involving China, the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Brunei. Pope Francis in Portugal announces the next World Youth Day will return to Asia in 2027 as he urges young people not to be afraid. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Pope wrapped up World Youth Day in Portugal with a massive open-air mass, telling the crowd in his native Spanish the Catholic Church needs them. 1.5 million pilgrims, many who camped out overnight on the Lisbon field, were there, including Ruben Marquez.
It's good to see that the church can gather all these people together.
News that Seoul, South Korea would host the next World Youth Day for the first time in 3 decades was a reflection of the continent's increasing importance to the Catholic Church. I'm Julie Walker.
10 cars of an express train derailed in southern Pakistan Sunday, killing 30 people, injuring more than 90 others. The Hazara Express train was going from Karachi when the cars went off the tracks and some overturned. Local television showed rescue teams extracting women, children, and other passengers from damaged and overturned cars. Rescue operation was completed by early evening. The injured were taken to a hospital, and the most seriously injured were taken by helicopter to a distant military hospital or hospitals. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.